6 years ago, Scotts Miracle-Gro began testing a new kind of grass for golf courses. You spray Roundup on it and it kills only the weeds. This is grass for the greens. They called it Roundup Ready Creeping Bent Grass. They were testing it in central Oregon. But the creeping part of the bent grass began creeping outside of the plots where it was supposed to be. It's the first recorded test of a genetically modified, or GM, plant escaping into the wild, at least in this country. Ann Dornfeld reports from member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.
Even if you haven't heard of Roundup Ready crops, they've probably already made it to your plate. Most of the nation's soybeans are genetically modified to resist Roundup. Corn and canola are too, says Cindy Smith of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS. That's the federal agency that regulates GM crops. When Scotts petitioned for permission to bring their GM bent grass to market, APHIS wanted to take a closer look. Unlike crops like corn, bent grass is a wind-pollinated perennial with wild and weedy relatives.
This is important because if a farmer plants corn in a field, it's not going to keep coming back year after year, as opposed to a perennial crop such as this. And the nature of Roundup Ready creeping bent grass is that it can continue to persist without human intervention.
The agency decided to do a thorough environmental impact statement on the bent grass. They'll also have to consider the findings of another federal agency, the Environmental Protection Agency. In 2004, an EPA team discovered the GM bentgrass pollen 21 kilometers from its Oregon test plot.
That long-distance movement, I think, took a lot of people by surprise.
That's EPA ecologist Jay Reichman. This August, his same team announced they had now found the grass growing in the wild in central Oregon, nearly 4 kilometers from the test field. The GM bent grass had also hybridized with wild plants. Reichman says they only found 9 GM plants out of the 20,000 sampled, but the EPA's test area was small.
It's very likely that we were just looking at the tip of the iceberg. We were surveying on the publicly accessible lands, which are probably only 10% of the habitat where the plants could be growing.
Reichman says no one knows how far the grass has spread. Not surprisingly, the idea of a GM plant on the loose is cause for fury in some circles.
It is unconscionable.
Standing on a busy street corner in Portland, Mark Damore explains. He's the campaign manager for Northwest Rage, a group that opposes GM crops.
We promote a healthy and just use of science in this field test, in this experimental grass. It's definitely not along those lines. It should never have been tested and should definitely never come to market.
The anti-GM movement warns of the spread of so-called superweeds that are impervious to conventional herbicides. Oregon grass seed farmers like Bill Rose have also voiced concern. They grow most of the world's grass seed in the Willamette Valley, across the Cascade Mountains from Scott's test field. It's a $374 million industry. If Oregon exports get contaminated with GM material, European and other countries that bar GM crops could reject U.S. grass seed.
If it comes to the Willamette Valley, it'll be extremely detrimental to the grass seed industry. We don't need to jeopardize an industry this large.
The Scotts Company says that won't happen. It's been hunting down the stray GM grasses, digging them up, or spraying them with herbicides other than Roundup. Jay Reichman of the EPA says it's unknown what will happen with this GM material in the wild. It could propagate over future generations or just die out. Predicting what will happen, he says, is mere speculation.
There are plenty of people that are doing that right now. Their speculations range from don't worry, be happy to head for the hills. And, you know, it just remains to be seen what's going to happen with this particular grass.
APHIS is in the final stages of its environmental impact statement. The agency has never denied a petition for a new GM crop, but spokeswoman Cindy Smith says about a third of all petitions are withdrawn when APHIS challenges company safety claims. The agency expects to decide within a year whether Roundup Ready creeping bent grass should go to market, or if the grass is greener, erring on the side of caution. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Eugene, Oregon.